Albayan Radio presents The Criterion Between the Allies of the Most Merciful and the Allies of the Devil, presented by Muhammad Khadr.
Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another beneficial program on your radio station, Albayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And you're joining us today for another episode of The Criterion Between the Allies of the Most Merciful and the Allies of the Devil. الفرقان بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان. And this is of course a book written by none other than Abu al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Abd al-Halim ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله وطيب الله ثراه. Today we're going to be discussing chapter 6 from this textbook. And chapter 6 is entitled The Basis of Faith. يقول المؤلف رحمه الله, the author Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله says, since the allies of Allah are the pious believers, and people are of varying degrees in faith, iman, and pious practice, taqwa, it is clear that people are also varying in degrees of closeness, wilayah to Allah, in accordance to their degree of faith and pious practice. In the same way, just as they are of varying degrees of disbelief or kufr and hypocrisy, nifaq, they are also varying in degrees of distance from and enmity of Allah in accordance with that. The basis of faith and pious practice is the belief in the prophets of Allah, the consummation of that being the belief in the seal of the prophets Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faith in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam includes the faith in all of the books of Allah and his prophets. On the other hand, the basis of disbelief in hypocrisy is the rejection of the prophets of Allah and the messages which they brought. This is the disbelief for which its proponent deserves punishment in the hereafter, since Allah has informed us that he will not punish anyone except after the delivering of the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. And we are not about to punish anyone until we have sent a messenger. And this verse is in Surah Al-Isra, verse 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Nisa, in verses 163 to 165, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَعِيسَى وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُونُسَ وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. Verily, we have given revelation to you as we gave it to Nuh and the prophets who came after him. And we gave revelation to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, Yaqub, the tribes, and Isa and Ayyub, and Yunus and Harun and Sulaiman, and we gave Dawood the Zabur. Prophets, some of whom we have already told you, and others about whom we have not told you. And Allah spoke to Musa directly. Prophets, givers of glad tidings and warners, so that there will be no argument for the people before Allah after the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Mulk, verse 8 and 9, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَى قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. Every time another group is thrown into it, the hell, Its keepers ask them, "Didn't Awana come to you?" They say, "Yes, Awana came to us." And we disbelieved him, saying, "Allah has sent down nothing. You are in nothing but extreme delusion." Here, Allah informs us that when each group is thrown into hell, they admit that Awana had come to them, but that they denied him. This shows that no one will be cast into hell except for those who had denied the message of Awana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, speaking to Iblis in Surah Sad, verse 85, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لأملأن جهنم منك وممن تبعك منهم أجمعين. I will surely feel hellfire with you and those of them who follow you altogether. And the last paragraph in this chapter says, since Allah says that He will fill hellfire with Iblis and those who follow him, we know that no one else will enter it. Thus, none shall enter hellfire except for those who followed Shaytan. This proves that no one who is free of sins will enter the fire, because such a person is of those who did not follow the devil. Just as the previous verse proves that none will enter it except for those who have no defense for themselves after the coming of the prophets. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, until next time, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.